Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. As of this month, Delaware has an Office of New Americans to serve and support the state's immigrant community. About 11% of Delaware residents are immigrants. That's more than 115,000 people who contribute to Delaware socially and economically, according to Office of New Americans Director Ronnie Baltazar Lopez. This week, Delaware Public Media's Abigail Lee sat down with Baltazar Lopez to talk about the office's inaugural year, which includes a listening tour with stops in all three counties.
I'm curious about Delaware's landscape overall. Can you tell me what Delaware looks like for immigrants, whether that's on an economic front, social front?
Yeah, so Delaware has a growing immigrant population. Right now, it's estimated that 1 in 9 Delawareans are immigrants, just over 11% of the state's population. And the top countries of origin for Delaware immigrants originate from Mexico, being number one, India, and then Guatemala. And these are just a kind of a glimpse of the immigration or the immigrant population in Delaware. But we know that a lot of our immigrants are also entrepreneurs or business owners. They're the backbone of our local economies as well. So about 79,000 immigrants already participate in Delaware's workforce. And of the immigrant population in Delaware, about 7,000 are entrepreneurs. So they're the ones who provide products, services, and other job opportunities for our communities. And their spending power in 2023 was about $4.2 billion. And they contribute to our economy by $1.4 billion each year. So we know that the strength of the immigrant community has in Delaware economically. So the last part was just that, we just want to find ways to integrate our Delaware immigrants into the workforce and job opportunities, because we know that Delaware is an aging state. So it's critical for immigrants to fill some of those vacancies.
This is a new office. Your first day as director was earlier this month, the 3rd of November. For those who aren't aware of this office and it being recently established, can you tell me what you're up to, what your role is, and what the office's goals are?
Yes. So the Office of New Americans is a new office established in Delaware. It was established literally by two lines in our budget for the Department of State for fiscal year 2026, where we were required to find one full-time employee to spearhead immigration initiatives and assist immigrants in the state of Delaware in coordination with the Delaware Department of Justice's Office of Immigration Assistance. So what the governor did was launch this Office of New Americans, which had already been in the works through the legislature a couple of times, though unsuccessfully. That was spearheaded by Senator Darius Brown through different iterations of Office of New Americans bills. And so what this office would be empowered to do would be to assist immigrants very vaguely. Right now, we're trying to establish a listening tour to understand the needs and the priorities of our immigrant community first before we start detailing what the role of the office will be. But just generally speaking, based off what Office of New Americans do across the country, which right now there's about 24 states that have an office similar to this. And so what they do in other states is workforce development. They educate immigrants on the citizenship process, provide them resources to legal counsel and legal resources for them to get the legal assistance that they may need for their citizenship process, and just other things generally that help immigrants in general get assimilated into the state. And this, is also entailing working with existing resources and programs that the state already offers that immigrants, regardless of their citizenship status, may qualify for.
All right. So you mentioned a listening tour. Do you know when that'll happen or any other details?
Yes. So we are trying right now to coordinate with our partner organizations across the state. We already know that some of these organizations, such as the Latin American Community Center up in Newcastle, La Esperanza down in Georgetown, these are just to name a few, are already doing the work in the communities. So partnering with them and tapping into their existing communities, but also just generally speaking, just going across the state to different areas to understand the needs of the immigrant community. And we hope to have some type of roadmap in terms of like scheduling and dates in the new year. We know right now that with the holiday season, there's just a lot of conflicts, and we're just trying to kind of navigate this right now to maximize our resources and to maximize our outreach.
And I understand the listening tour isn't scheduled yet, but I'm sure you've considered what that might look like as you travel throughout the state. What do you anticipate you'll hear from residents and immigrants on this listening tour? Do you expect to hear any requests for specific services or resources?
I think what we'll hear, just generally speaking, from my experience in the community as a son of immigrants, being of a Latino descent, there's going to be a lot of educating the general public about what the state can and can't do in terms of immigration policy, and then also asking them for their, you know, what they would like to see. And I think we'll see a lot of individuals asking for legal support from this office, which will depend on either funding or just the existing statutes and laws that could limit us in that way. But just generally speaking, I think people are asking for help. They're asking for information about how to become citizens, residents, how to benefit from certain programs, whether it's in the utility space, whether it's healthcare, whether it's food assistance. Stuff that helps everyday Americans. I think immigrants in general are going to be, you know, curious to find out how they can access these resources, because I think a problem too is that there's a language access barrier in our communities in accessing these resources. And that's why our existing nonprofit organizations are pivotal in this work, because they do provide those services and that assistance. But we know that nonprofits are stretched thin and that their services and resources are limited as well.
I feel I would be remiss without mentioning the looming threat of ICE arrests right now in the U.S. While the state outlawed partnerships with ICE for local police departments, there's still been a documented escalated ICE presence in Delaware this year. Spotlight Delaware reports there were more criminal deportation cases in the state between January and May than in all of 2024. Can you tell me a little bit about what this office might offer in terms of support related to that threat overall?
Yeah, so you know, this office would have limited jurisdiction in terms of what the federal government is doing. But there are certain resources and tools that states and state governments can utilize to protect their immigrant community. We saw that specifically this year, actually, with a bill, I think it was House Bill 187, that prohibited law enforcement agencies, state law enforcement agencies, from cooperating with ICE or entering into these 287G agreements. And so that was an important step for our immigrant communities, because we know that a lot of them during the first few months of the new Trump administration were scared to go to work, scared to send their kids to school, scared to, in some cases, you know, report crimes, because there was no law in the state of Delaware prohibiting law enforcement agencies from engaging with ICE. And we saw that kind of trying to appear in Camden with the Camden Police Department. So with the House Bill 187, it was an important step to ensuring that immigrants understand that they have rights too, and that they are, they should and must report crimes and not be scared of law enforcement, because the state, generally speaking, is supportive of immigrants, and we want to make sure that they feel safe in our communities to send their kids to school and to go to work. And so this office, we hope, serves as a partnership to the Delaware General Assembly, to the members of the cabinet, to the governor, and to his office in terms of immigration policy, so that if there are things that the state can do and should do, that our office is being utilized for expertise, knowledge, for just resources and information about it, Delaware's immigrant population.
That about covers what I wanted to talk about with you. Thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about, the future of this department, or anything else I didn't ask that I should have?
I would just want to end with, like, I'm grateful for the opportunity. Again, Delaware is a state of neighbors. The governor has reiterated that. And so just making sure that we continue that vision for Delawareans here, but also for our immigrants who have lived here, who continue to live here, and who will continue to migrate to our state. I think it's important to showcase that Delaware is a state of neighbors and that this office is a continued promise of that vision.
Thanks to Delaware Office of New Americans Director Ronnie Baltazar Lopez and our Abigail Lee for joining us on The Green this week. And The Green continues in a moment with a look at a new state survey measuring what Delawareans know about PFAS, the so-called forever chemicals, and how the state is addressing them. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.